It's got to be philanthropic because profits distract biotech, but it's basically got a 90% chance, I think, of succeeding in this. And I think we know how to do it. And I'll stop there. Thank you.
Aubrey, I don't know if there's going to be any questions, but I thought we'd give people the chance.
Since you've been talking about aging and trying to defeat it, why is it that you make yourself appear like an old man?
Because I am an old man. I am actually 158. I am sure.
Species on this planet have evolved with immune systems to fight off all the diseases so that individuals live long enough to procreate. However, as far as I know, all the species have evolved to actually die. So when cells divide, the telomeres get shorter and eventually species die. So why does evolution seems to have selected against immortality when it is so advantageous? Or is evolution just incomplete?
Brilliant. Thank you for asking a question that I can answer with an uncontroversial answer. I'm going to tell you the genuine mainstream answer to your question, which I happen to agree with, which is that no, aging is not a product of selection. Evolution is simply a product of evolutionary neglect. In other words, we have aging because it's hard work not to have aging. You need more genetic pathways, more sophistication in your genes in order to age more slowly, and that carries on being true the longer you push it out. So to the extent that evolution doesn't matter, doesn't care whether genes are passed on by individuals living a long time or by procreation, there's a certain amount of modulation of that, which is why different species have different lifespans, but that's why there are no immortal species.
The genes don't care, but we do.
That's right. Yeah.
Hello. I read somewhere that in the last 20 years, the average lifespan of basically anyone on the planet has grown by 10 years. If I project that, that would make me think that I would live until 120 if I don't crash on my motorbike. That means that I'm one of your subjects to become a 1,000-year-old?
If you lose a bit of weight. Your numbers are a bit out. The standard numbers are that lifespan's been growing at between 1 and 2 years per decade. So it's not quite as good as you might think, you might hope. But I intend to move it up to 1 year per year as soon as possible.
I was told that many of the brain cells we have as adults are actually in the human embryo, and that the brain cells last 80 years or so. If that is indeed true biologically, are there implications in the world of rejuvenation if there are cells in my body that live all 80 years as opposed to typical, you know, couple of months?
There are technical implications, certainly. Basically, what we need to do is replace cells in those few areas of the brain that lose cells at a respectable rate, especially neurons, but we don't want to replace them any faster than that, or not much faster anyway, because replacing them too fast would degrade cognitive function. What I said about there being no non-aging species earlier on was a little bit of an oversimplification. There are species that have no aging, Hydra, for example, but they do it by not having a nervous system and not having any tissues, in fact, that rely for their function on very long-lived cells.